class-leading rear legroom. Available Mark Levinson Pure Play sound system. And now, for the first time, all-wheel drive. If there's anything missing from the Lexus ES, it's you. The Lexus ES, now available with all-wheel drive. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Click the banner to discover more.
2021 ES versus 2020-2021 competitors. Information from manufacturer's website as of 7/16/2020. Mark Levinson is a registered trademark of Hardman International Industries, Inc.
This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The 1st of actual July 2020, and this is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex, and I'm joined by my fun kids friend Dan. Hi, Dan.
1st of July, Bex. Wasn't it like March yesterday?
I mean, days and time mean literally nothing anymore, but yeah, it does feel like I can't believe we've made it to July. This is amazing. Happy summertime, I guess.
Exactly. Delighted to be back here and stuck at home.
Well, you know what, Dan? You did such a good job yesterday. I thought I'd have you back again. And you, like the listeners, should know the drill by now. We'll be finding out what's happening in the world with somebody from the week junior. We'll listen to a Fun Kids Fun series. And this time, it's all about water. Okay, interesting. Plus, Dan and I will give you a few things to do at home or out and about if you are still off school and stuck at home at the moment. So, like I said, we are stuck at home, like you might be, recording this podcast from our bedrooms. The rules do change in a few days, though. So it'll mean that you can meet up with one other household inside and you can check out some cafes, cinemas, and your hairdressers will open again. You'll get a haircut. Hooray. So we want to hear what you're planning to do when things go back to normal. Send a message to us at funkidslive.com/stuck. In the meantime, Dan, what on earth do you have for us today?
A hairdresser's being open is an interesting one, isn't it, Bex? Because I didn't get mine cut for a few weeks before lockdown, so now it's really long, but it's not as long as I dreamt it would be. I've always wanted, like, long, flowing blonde hair that you might picture surfing on a Hawaiian wave, and it's just not long enough yet, so I think I'm going to be caught in the middle. Anyway.
All right, thanks, Dan.
I'll stop rambling on about my hair. Talking about things slightly going back to normal, that leads me to my idea for what we can do. While you've probably missed quite a lot over the last few months while you've been stuck at home, so you need to remember exactly what you've missed and make sure that you do it now you can. Don't waste this chance, that this little bit of freedom that you've got, so you can go outside a little bit more often. You can see a few more people. You can go a bit further on your adventures. Remember everything that you were a bit annoyed about a few months. Oh, I can't do that. I really want to do that. And make a list. I guess it's a to-do list, but that sounds a little bit boring. And I don't want you to fill it up with loads of stuff, but maybe pick three or four things that you really want to get done now you can go outside and make them an absolute priority.
Okay, so what kind of things have you got on your list, Dan?
I know I've just gone on about Hawaiian and beaches, and I really want to get good at surfing.
I mean, no, sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. I mean, cool, Dan. What type of surfing? Do you have a surfboard? Have you done it before?
I have done surfing before, and I could stand up, which many other people in my surfing lesson could not do. So I think I've got like a natural talent for balancing on a wave. So I think I'm halfway there. I don't have a surfboard. The problem is I don't really live near a beach. And even though we can go to beaches at the moment, there is still going to be quite a lot of people there. And we do need to kind of keep our distance still. So I'm a bit unsure about when I'm going to get that done. But I think that's my number one priority, is to get a wetsuit, get a surfboard of some sort, and go hang 10, bro.
So you're recommending everybody makes a list of three things they want to do when restrictions are a little bit easier?
Yeah, just a handful of things. Now we can do a little bit more. Just stuff that you really want to get done, stuff that you've really missed. Maybe you've watched a film over lockdown and you've been inspired to do that. Well, it's so easy. It's like a New Year's resolution, isn't it, Bex? It's so easy to forget about these things. So making a list, just something that you can remind yourself. You don't need to show anyone, so there's no pressure. Just for yourself, just things that you need to get done. What would be on your list, Bex? What's number one for you?
I'm trying to think. I do like the idea of a list for what you're going to achieve in the new year. And this is like, we're getting halfway through the year, I guess, aren't we? I'm trying to think. I would say something I want to do is keep in better touch with some friends I haven't seen, because obviously the last few months we haven't really been able to see everybody. So I just want to make sure that I actually catch up with everyone properly.
Hang on. the ideas that we bring to Stuck at Home every day, I'm fairly certain that about 90% of yours have been just ways of keeping in touch with your mates. So how have you not been doing that brilliantly over the last few months?
Well, I'm very good at starting the keeping in touch and then kind of forgetting to follow up on it and reply. So I probably have a lot of people to reply to.
Okay, that's good. Well, you got a backlog, so that's nice. I'll be surfing. I'll be at one with nature. And you can be sending emails to your mates.
Pretty much. I also probably should do some more exercise. But you know what, Dan? It's summertime. All bets are off as to whether I'll get outside or not and actually not kind of wilt under the heat.
Well, you will be outside much, much more, I imagine, than you have been for the last few months. So why don't you use that time outside to exercise while you can, Bex?
I'll take a leaf out of your book and get in with my running, Dan. I know you're a big runner, so maybe I'll be chasing you round the Thames.
Catch up with me. You won't be fine. Because I'll leap onto the Thames on my board and surf to freedom.
Surf to freedom? I'm not chasing you. Like, I'm not kind of like trying to kind of hunt you down. Now, speaking of being outdoors, Dan, you have reminded me of what I was going to talk about today, which is weirdly, again, kind of similar to yours, about surfing, being on the beach.
Okay, why have you been going on beaches?
No, I haven't. I'm not yet going on a beach. But I have been looking up stuff that you can do if you do go on a beach that's not just, you know, sunbathing or making a sandcastle. And I was on the National Trust website. They've got a list of activities that you can get involved in on the beach. And you know what? They've got some pretty good lists. I thought I'd tell you about some stuff that they've recommended if you were to go to a beach and want to do something interesting.
I am all ears. And they are dedicated to you and the National Trust website.
Excellent. Well, they've got the classic skim a stone, fly a kite, spot a fish, go paddling, go barefoot. They also, now my two favourites here, said you could explore the wonders of a rock pool or catch a crab. Now, where I'm from in the Northeast, some of the beaches are lovely, but they can get a little bit windy and they're maybe not the most, they're a bit more rocky than sandy, I would say. But it is quite cool to go rock pooling. So you can go in and see all the unusual rock pool creatures. You can, if you go in the low tide, that's when you can see all of them. The sea anemones, the hermits, the shore crabs. Remember to put them back, though, because they would quite like to stay in their homes, I imagine. And it's really cool to see different creatures, because I know lots of people have been exploring their back gardens and exploring the woods and the forests near them. But this is just a different type of outdoor creature to go and see, I guess. Now we can travel a little bit further. It's quite fun to go and check out some different types of creepy crawlies.
Love creepy crawlies. It's amazing to use all the chances that we can do to get out with nature. And because things are changing a little bit while we're stuck at home, you can go and do more now. There's a brilliant idea to investigate. We've had a lot over the last few months, haven't we, Bex, of looking at the nature and the creepy crawlies that we can find where we're allowed. So that's normally in your back garden. For me, it's been hunting for a mouse under my bed. But now you can go out. You can go to beaches a little bit more. Brilliant. A fantastic way to see all the creatures there.
Yeah, it's just another kind of excuse to get out and see some of nature. So if you are stuck at home like us and you're starting to venture a little bit out, give those things a go and tell us if you do. Send a message to funkidslive.com/stuck and you could appear in a future episode.
It's the time of the show where we listen to a Fun Kids mini-series. Today we're carrying on with Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure. Marina, if you've never met her before, Marina Ventura, not only does she have one of the most fantastic names in the world, she's a young explorer as well on an adventure. And you can join her and her trusty digital sidekick, Map App, as they explore the oceans and find out about the creatures that live beneath and above the surface. And listen closely, as always, to the episode, because at the end of Stuck at Home, we'll give you a little quiz.
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world.
Aye, aye, me hearties. Hop on board me boat. I'm Marina Ventura, and I'm on an ocean adventure. Only joking. I'm an explorer, not a pirate. Anyway, why should pirates have all the fun? Sorry, Polly. And although there is definitely treasure in the oceans, it doesn't come in a fancy treasure chest. It's a bit more like this. I bet you're thinking, boring old water? Well, it might be old, but it's not boring. It's a whole ecosystem. Minerals, chemicals, zooplankton, plankton, marine life, all sort. And the plankton in particular is something marine biologists have been keeping a close eye on, even 80 years ago. Between 1925 and 1951, three totally amazing research ships made a series of pioneering voyages in the Southern Ocean. They were interested in exploring the movement of whales and noticed that the plankton they ate were affected by tiny changes in the environment. They invented an amazing gadget called the Continuous Plankton Recorder, which uses a moving band of silk to catch the plankton. The samples of plankton that were collected all those years ago are like a photograph of the environment back then, so they're studied and compared to samples collected today to help see what's changed. Excuse me! Scientists still use boats to explore the seas, but there are other ways too. Let's boot up my map app to find out more. It's in my rucksack here somewhere. Oh, that's not it. I thought I'd packed it near the top. I wondered where my tennis racket had gone. Ah, here it is.
Hello. Phew. It's nice to get out of that rucksack and get some fresh sea air. Now, what are we exploring today?
We're finding out how we learn about the oceans.
Ah, well, I've got the perfect fact for that. Did you know there are some experts on the ice in our oceans right now, in orbit above us? Cryosat is a satellite which measures the thickness of both ice sheets and floating ice, which cover parts of the ocean, and is helping us make detailed maps. Over time, these maps will help scientists see how the climate is changing, because in the same way that the hot sun makes your lolly melt, warmer weather means less ice and more water in the ocean.
And that's not good news for the polar bears who live on the ice. Join me and MapBap next time when we'll be finding out more about water. Toodle-pip, adventurers!
Marina Ventura's Ocean Adventure, a Fun Kids production in association with the Natural Environment Research Council. The science of the natural world.
You can go on more adventures with Marina Ventura and Map App by searching for Marina Ventura, Kids Guide to Our Planet, wherever you're listening to this. And we've got three questions on what you just heard coming up at the end of Stuck at Home.
All right, it's time to head over to the Week Junior magazine. That is the magazine making sense of the world for 8 to 14-year-olds right now. And today, I'm joined by features editor Ben. Ben, hey, what story do you have for us?
I've got a story about the ocean. Now, how many people would you guess have been to the top of Mount Everest? I'll save you the job. It's more than 4,000 people, right? And
what?
It must be hard getting up there. It's certainly something I'm not physically able to do, but about 4,000 people have got to the top of Everest. But only 12 people have been to the moon, and now 12 people have been to the deepest part of the ocean. That's how hard it is going down to the bottom of the ocean. It's so much harder than climbing Everest. So on the 20th of June, Kelly Walsh became the 12th person. He had to go down 10,925 metres, that's almost 7 miles, to the lowest point of the Mariana Trench. Mariana Trench is a very deep, very long hole in the Pacific Ocean floor, the deepest part of the ocean. The lowest point of it is called the Challenger Deep. So he made the journey because 60 years earlier, his father, Don Walsh, became the first person to do it. So Kelly went down in a submersible, which is a word for a small submarine, piloted by a man called Victor Vescovo, a US explorer, and it's specially designed to resist the massive water pressure down there. The deeper you go in the water, the more the water is kind of squeezing and crushing you. The trip to the seafloor and back took 12 hours, and they spent 4 hours at the bottom in an area called the Western Pool, same place that Kelly's father went 60 years ago. Now, when his father went, technology was not quite as advanced, even though the vessel that they went in was able to withstand it. It did have a window crack. Now, if water had got in at that point, there would have been a big problem for Don, and he very possibly could have drowned. So technology is so important in getting down. It's just as difficult as getting up onto the moon. Kelly said that obviously the technology's changed because his father was only able to spend 20 minutes at the bottom of the ocean. He said it was a hugely emotional journey because he'd been told about his father's dive all through his life. He says it has always been a dream and now it's a reality. But I don't know about you, Bex. I'll stick to the deep end of the swimming pool. That is quite enough for me.
Yeah, unless I'm promised that I'll see either Nemo, Dory, or the Little Mermaid, I'm probably not going to make that trip, to be honest. It's quite a big adventure.
Yeah, and it's very dark down there, so it might be that even if they are down there, if Ariel might just be out of view, You know, she might be just behind another fish and she's looking at you and she's like, oh, that's Bex off Fun Kids. And she's trying to get your attention, but it's just too dark.
It's too dark. That's the only thing that's coming between me and Ariel being friends.
But I think it would be a great thing if you produced a Fun Kids show down from the Mariana Trench. I think you should look into this. That would set some amazing world record, the deepest podcast or radio show ever. And Bex, you would become one of the most famous people on the planet. So I'm just going to leave that information with you because I want your show and the podcast to just get better and better. And I think when we're all out of lockdown, I don't see why you can't do it. And listeners, if you agree, please let us know.
Oh my goodness. You know what? You get me into some right scrapes, Ben, and now you're going to chuck me in the ocean. I'll have a little chat with the Fun Kids bosses and see what they say. I suspect it may be a no, but I'm up for it. I'm always willing because, you know, might as well. I can be that 13th person down at the bottom of the ocean. Ben, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Speak to you soon, Bex.
All right, then, let's find out how much you learned from Marina Ventura and her deep dive down into the ocean. Remember, if you want to go on more adventures with Marina, you can do that. Just search for her name, Marina Ventura, wherever you're listening to this. I'm fairly certain if you type in Marina Ventura online, you're not going to get many more hits than Ask Miniseries. So give that a go, I'd say. Here we go, question one. Between which years did three ships go out into the Southern Ocean to explore plankton? A lot of years here, so listen up. Was it A, between 1914 and 1918, B, between 1925 and 1951, or C, between 1999 and 2019?
Question two, true or false? Warmer weather means less ice, which means warmer oceans. True or false?
And another true or false for your last question. We can compare samples of plankton from the past to samples today to find out what's changed in our oceans. Is that true or false?
All right, let's go back and get some answers.
DJ Bex on the mic there. Question one. Between which years did three ships go out into the Southern Ocean to explore plankton? Well done, if you said it was B, between 1925 and 1951. That is what? The 26 years of solid plankton searching.
And that was quite an impressive math skills on the spot there, Dan. True or false, warmer weather means less ice, which means warmer oceans. Well, that is true, because the worrying thing about this is if the waters do warm up, it means the ice around those waters will melt even faster. That's called a tipping point, something that climate scientists are very worried about.
And finally, I asked you, if we can compare samples of plankton from the past to samples that we find today to find out what's changed in our ocean, well done if you said true, we can do that.
All right then, congratulations if you got 3 out of 3, if you got 2 out of 3, 1 out of 3, even 0 out of 3, at least you tried. Let us know if you get up to the things we mentioned, maybe make a list of stuff you can do now. Things are a little bit easier, or perhaps you fancy going to the beach and finding a crab. Tell us at funkidslive.com/stuck. That's it from Dan.
Bye.
And from me, Bex, by the way. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast from. And you can hear more tomorrow.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.